Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Racing Podcast for the weekend of January 26, Australia Day weekend, and a big action-packed weekend of racing coming up, and it all kicks off this evening. We're recording this a shade later than normal, so Friday morning. Looking forward to the Valley, back racing at the Valley tonight after a little bit of a stint at Cranbourne, and we've got the feature Group 2 Australia Stakes to kick off our weekend, and obviously we roll into Australia Day where we have the two-year-olds taking centre stage at Caulfield in the Blue Diamond previews. I am Joel Marshall, John Barker, just away for this week, but we lose nothing because we welcome back Daniel Nuttall, who was in white-hot form last time he joined us on the podcast. And Daniel, big weekend coming up. Hopefully we can find a few winners for the listeners.
Absolutely, Joel. Morning. Yeah, look, it's a great weekend of racing, obviously, starting tonight, as you touched on, the Group 2 Australia Stakes. Just a quick rundown of the names in the field. You know, wouldn't blame me for mistaking it for a Group 1. It's a cracking field, only 10 runners, but yeah, starts tonight and even tomorrow with the Blue Diamond preludes. Yeah, looking forward to it, Joel.
Certainly. We will kick off with the Valley on Friday night, and we may as well get straight into the feature. One black type race for the evening, and it is the Australia Stakes, and I suppose I should have checked the scratchings before we came in. I'm not sure if they...
I think we're clear this morning.
They should be through now. So we've got a field of 10. As you said, it's a quality-packed field. Handful of Group 1 winners there, a few very smart ones returning, and of course we've got the in-form and fit mare, Whispering Brook, who has the fitness edge on a lot of her key rivals, and she's flying, she's a winner, she's drawn well, so a lot of people are going to be in her camp. I ended up settling on Malaguera. He's a horse that always, he has a good first-up record, but he can still improve into a campaign. I just got the feeling that this campaign he was set to improve with a run or two. He didn't have much luck in the Manicato. He went to Perth and ran super in the winter bottom. He loomed and then just was sort of outgunned late by the closing Voodoo Lad. So I leaned his way from 5 Land of Plenty, who should be ready to... Well, I guess he took the next step last prep, didn't he? He won the Group 1 2 rap, but he might even take another step this prep. I know they're looking at the All-Star Mile, but he's a horse that's run well at the Valley before. Never won first up, that's the obvious knock on him, but he was really good fresh last prep, beaten a lip by Osborne Bulls, which has turned out to be pretty genuine Group 1 form. So I think we can sort of ignore his first up maiden record to some degree. In for third, I put number 1, Brave Smash. He's got a good Valley record. We saw him win the Manicato last prep. No doubt he'll improve with a run. Again, another horse that's never won first up, so he's going to improve, but not off a long spell. And in for fourth, off throwing the mare, number 9, Whispering Brook. She's she's easy to like. She's in form and fit, as I said. But I've just gone with a few of the classier types. So I have gone 4, 5, 1, and 10. Daniel, what were you keen on?
Yeah, look, I'm in the Whispering Brook camp, Joel. I think she's a Group 1 horse in the making. I really do. I think she'll be in this. You know, she'll meet a couple of these who, as you've said, like, they're resuming Brave Smash, Red Curve Warrior, Land of Plenty. They're all Group 1 horses, no doubt. But I think she'll be, fit now. This is the third start of the preparation. Two really good wins, both down the Flemington Straight. But comes to Moonee Valley, she's got a really good record here. Last time she was here, she won a listed race in, I think it was March last year. She bolted in there, won by about 3 lengths. So, I'm quite keen to go with the fit mare, Whispering Brook, on top, the 9. Malaguera, you're on top selection in for second here. Look, she's obviously been freshening up since a pretty good run in the winter bottom. Sort of did a tough there and still ran quite well, running third, and does enjoy Moonee Valley, obviously. Red Kirk Warrior, look, sort of a plain effort in his only run last preparation. I was in the old course in that VRC sprint the last day of the Flemington Carnival. First up record's very good, obviously a Group 1 winning horse on a couple of occasions. Might have been 3 Group 1s, this horse has won, and has placed here at the Valley, and I've got the resuming Brave Smash in for 4th, 9, 4, 2, and 1, my numbers in this race, Joel.
All right, well, I haven't really done the full form for this meeting, but there was a roughie that I liked a little bit in race 6, number 8, Surprise Baby. There's a handful of scratchings in the race, but I was quite taken by this bloke's first two wins at Horsham on a good track and a heavy track and only small fields, but he went from a maiden to a 64 and got it done and was strong. And then last time at Stawell, he stayed at that sprinting trip, only up 100 metres, and he was just getting warm late. I think he's crying out for a mile by shocking Paul Prisker, Jordan Childs. I could have something on him each way as a bit of an interest through the meeting. What was your best for the night, Daniel?
Yeah, the best comes up... Well, look, it was between Whispering Brook and one that comes up in race 3 called Columbus Circle. Gee, this... The Street Boss Geldings win. It was terrific, Joel.
Wasn't it just sprinted off a dime? Oh, it was held up. It was going to be a tragedy.
That's it. It was the turn of foot he showed was remarkable. It was, you know, as I said, you're sort of nervous if you're on him, maybe 200 out. There looked to be no room. Luckily, a gap opened up for James Winks. And as I said, the way it just put away his rivals in, you know, sort of made them look like they were stuck in mud. It was a very good win. Trainer's very bullish. 235, 230, I think, when I last saw this morning. Probably the right price. A couple other pretty good types in the race. Hawkshot, No Ties. But yeah, quite keen Columbus Circle tonight. For some value though, look, I'll be going against you here with race six. I'm with Seattle Park. Gets a run, their third emergency. First up over Unsuitable Trip, I thought was a terrific run. One of the runs of the race, or one of the runs of the day actually at Caulfield. Settled last, carried 60 kilos and made terrific late grand. It wasn't sort of a winning hope. Finished fifth, 2.5 lengths from the winner. But gee, I thought it was a really good run off an Unsuitable distance and doesn't really fly first up. Now second up, we've got a win and a second from two starts over a much more suitable trip of 1600 metres, I think. Gets a run first time at the Valley, always a query. Not the easiest track to get around Moonee Valley. Some horses don't handle it. But look, I'm quite keen at the $8 mark to have something each way on Seattle Park. That's race six, number 15.
All right, moving across to Saturday's action at Caulfield. As mentioned earlier, the two-year-olds take centre stage with the Blue Diamond previews. We've also got the John Dillon Stakes race 9 on the card, a listed race over 1,400. We've got a key two-year-old race at the Valley tonight too, with a handful of those runners scratched and being kept for Saturday, and some running tonight and scratched from Saturday. So the race 4 is for the Colts and Geldings. Now, my top selection, Hulk, is scratched, I believe. He's going to run tonight at the Valley, so I should mention that. If you want to have a play in the first at the Valley, have something on him. He's a brother to Hellbent, and he's looked good in his jump out, so I was keen on him. But with him coming out at Caulfield, race 4, I've gone with number 7, Exeter, who has come up at pretty decent odds too. I thought he trialled quite well in the spring, under no riding, ran a placing in his official trial. I thought he trialled up pretty well leading into this. Leading into his debut, he's well bred, Fastnet Rock, Oliver on for Hayes Dabernow. I could have something each way on him to beat one microphone. Obviously, the proven colt did a good job down the straight on debut. His stablemate Oxen, I thought, was just as good. Closing off, he ran third, so I think you've got to respect him. And then another of the newcomers, I Am Immortal, in for fourth. He trialled pretty well for the Freedman camp. 7-1, 3-10. And in the fillies race, I was with number 5, Pretty Brazen. I made her my value. I was with Loving Gabby, who's been scratched tonight and tomorrow. So that's left me with Pretty Brazen. She was nailed on the line by microphone. She was 480 that day, and now you can get 10-1 off really was almost a debut win. So I'm happy to back her each way at the $10. Number 5, Pretty Brazen, from 1, Catch Me, who impressed winning the Gym Crack back in the spring. Number 16 in for 3rd, Westport, could certainly have something on her. That is a bit of a saver. Quite liked her very soft trial where she got very close to Catch Me. And in for 4th, number 4, Anna Hee, the other Snowden runner coming off a debut win in Sydney. That was on heavy ground back in the spring. Daniel, did you have a thought on the 2-year-old races?
Yeah, look, I'm pretty happy to look, they've come up with a similar price. Pretty happy to play around the Godolphin pair and the Colton Geldings preview and microphone and Oxen. Look, they Microphone settled closer in the run down the straight there and obviously won the race, but they were very similar, especially the last closing sectionals. They were very, very similar, almost exact, really. So look, it depends where they settle. Microphone's drawn barrier 13, Oxen's drawn 5, so I might be inclined, just for the barriers, due to the barriers, to go 3-1. In the fillies race, look, I was, the win of Catch Me on debut was one of those wins that sort of stick in your mind. I'm very keen to see her go around tomorrow. Look, it's a great, it's a really good addition. Obviously, a lot of these unseen, but of all, you know, nearly all of them have trialled or jumped out very well. By no means is she a good thing, but I just, that back of that first start win, obviously the Snowdens, they know what they're doing with their youngsters. So quite keen to have, yeah, Catch Me on top in that fillies preview, Joel.
All right, and as mentioned, the other feature was the final event, the John Dillon Stakes listed event. I went for number 2, The Answer, My Friend. Hasn't raced since the Standish. Look, he was okay there, possibly just looking for further. His class got him home at Pakenham first up, where he won at really good odds, and possibly just out-sprinted down the straight, 1,200, 1,400 more his go. Great record at that distance. So I've lent his way from 8, Manolo Blahnik, who won the Chester Manifold. has a good gate. 9 Bring Me Roses. 1 win from 16 is the obvious negative, but she is very classy. We saw that with another Group 1 placing in the spring. And 4 Takedown. Might be just about ready. 2 runs for the Weir Yard have been good. He might just be back to something like his best. So I went 2.894. My best, well, it was going to be Hulk. So I'll go Lamborghini. I really don't like the meeting at all, to be honest. But he's won his last 2 in good style. Only in 78, so it's a step up in class. But for that, he obviously gets in with a lightweight after the claim for Talia Hope, who knows him well. And even though he's an 8-year older, he hasn't been overly taxed throughout his career, and I just think he can continue winning. So he's my best, and my value will make that pretty brazen in the preview. Daniel, what was your best in value, and did you have a thought on the John Dillon Stakes?
Not particularly. I think it's a pretty open affair, that. I hope he might just hopefully have a little hot in the quaddie by the last leg and cheer that a few horses home there. I've sort of Manolo Blahnik and Arbeat, so I'll probably be playing around those two. But I bet Manolo Blahnik obviously had trouble winning, really kind of with the 3 wins from 24, 25 starts. Now that, you know, 1-1, might be able to put it together and string a couple on the trot. But yeah, not too keen to play that race. In terms of a best on the card, Joel, crack the code in the first. Look, small field, short and up at 230, 220. But gee, that first up win was terrific. Turn of foot. She showed there to win. One with plenty in hand, I thought.
He's
on the
down
line as well.
Beating Older Mares too.
Oh, absolutely. It was a very good win. A lot of ticks there. Yeah, quite keen on Crack the Code in the first. And in terms of the value, come up in race 8, number 2, Emperor's Way, trained by the Snowdens. I really like the first up run from this horse in Sydney. Had too much to do with the top of the straight, I thought, but the way knuckled down, running into fourth, this will obviously be Mount Shooter, second up over 1,700 metres. So it goes up 150 metres from the last start. Second up record, okay, and look, in a field, I think Silence, you know, obviously going for 3 on the trot, I think might be a little bit of a false fave. And I think Emperor's Way at a $7 mark would be worth an each way play for sure.
All right, over to Sydney, Royal Randwick on Saturday. We do have the 1 stakes race, is the Carrington Stakes. And we see the return of Tom Melbourne, and yep, I'm tipping him. Can't believe it, but I am. I think it's been 30 starts since he won a race, and he's obviously been the butt of several social media jokes. Deservedly so. Look, I don't think I've backed him in that time, so I really haven't been burnt by him. I guess that makes it easier for me to step in. There's plenty out there that have been burnt by him. I haven't, so I'm stepping in, and am I going to back him? Oh, I don't know, probably not, but I'm tipping him. This is a pretty winnable race, and he's had 3 first up runs for Waller. He's run second in all of them, twice to come and through, beaten a very short margin both times. This is the easiest race he's contested first up. He's had 1 very quiet Flemington jump out, no trial. So not like Chris Waller, usually trials his horses officially, or at least a couple of jump outs, but just the 1 jump out at Flemington. So he's really fresh, and yeah, I think, you know, on those seconds, then he's certainly good enough to be going close, but we all know that. 4 Flow in for second. I think he'll improve off that first up run in Brisbane. 1 Endless Drama, I think, is very hard to beat. He ran well in this last year. He's got the 60.5, though, so that's the 1 knock, but he's drawn well. And 11 Penske, come up really short. He was well backed at good odds first up, and he was impressive. He might have come back in really good order and might be about ready to take the next step. So I went 5-4. 111. My best for Randwick was Sondalon, race 8, number 8. First up from a break, have loved his 2 trials. Getting back, which is unlike the Waterhouse Bot horses in their trials, but he's hit the line hard under no riding from Tim Clark, who takes the mount. He looked pretty promising in his first prep. I think he can go through his classes this time in. And my value is in the last Eagle Bay. 7 runs in Australia since arriving from New Zealand and never been placed. That is a query, and it's really getting down to D-Day. I thought he was okay very late first up. He was never in contention, but his last 100 metres was good. And this Robbie Dolan, it's been used to good effect, his claim, getting on lightweights in recent weeks. Gets down to 50.5. He's only carried below 57 once in those 7 runs in Australia. And I'm just hoping that can be the magic ingredient. So he's my value. Daniel, if you weren't keen on Tom, who were you tipping in the Carrington, and what was your best for the card?
I'd love to see Tom Melbourne win, really, I would. He's in the numbers, obviously, but with Endless Drama, the stablemate on top, love that trial. Obviously, the same trial as Winks. But yeah, just looked really, really good. Just love the way he sort of worked the line. Yeah, worked well. Won the trial quite easily. Under his own power. It was backed first up last year, and look, drawn well, as you said, the weight's a query, but look, in this, I'm quite happy to be with him on top. I think chances to Tom Melvin and Flo also in the race, Joel. In terms of a best, we'll go to the last, Organza. Godolphin have made a bit of a habit of helping punters in the last in Sydney Metropolitan meetings of late, and I think this can, you know, Organza can continue that streak. Really like the last start effort behind Onslaught, just going down there. And yeah, this mare's ready to win now. Organza, keen on her. And the value, we'll try and bookend the card. In the first, in that two-year-old race, My Fire Phoenix from John Sargent Yard. Look, conceding that the favourite, Espinar, obviously a winner of that English race at Moonee Valley on Cox Plate Day, will be hard to beat. And the market suggests so at 250. But our Fire Phoenix, I thought she'd come up as about a $5 or $6 chance when she saw when she was 16 on Wednesday. She still is 16, I think, when I last checked this morning. I couldn't believe it. So I had to have something on that price. Just led all the way and did it pretty easily, I thought. And she'll go forward again. Probably won't lead. She'll probably just take a sit off on, but she's got the speed to go forward, put herself in the race. And at $16, she's worth pretty decent each way bet for mine, Joel. So hopefully we can bookend the card, those two.
Okie dokie. All right. Morfettville Parks, the venue for Adelaide Racing on Saturday. And again, as has been the order of recent weeks, some small fields, particularly to open up the card. But still, they're paying cash money, and we've just got to find a couple of winners. So I'll hand it over to you for that, Daniel.
Yeah, look, it wasn't a card I was too keen on, really, admittedly. But look, for the sake of a selection, I think Little White Cloud has come up a really big price. I think it was $26 it's come up. It's only seven horse field, so they won't pay out third dividend, but she's definitely worth throwing, I reckon, $2 or $3 each way. 9-year-old used to had three runs here for Team Williams some years ago. All over 2,000 metres and performed very well in those, winning one, and that one included a six to Boom Time, a length and a half off that horse. Obviously, that was when I won the Caulfield Cup not too long after. Look, if three runs here, look at the form, 8th of 8, 7th of 7, 7th of 7, they're all beyond trips, I just think. Just certainly just doesn't suit him. Now up to 22.50. And a field that, look, there's a couple of these that I just don't think can win at all. So I think at 26 to 1, you know, I'm not saying put a substantial bet on it, but I think $2 or $3 each way, I think he'll give you a run for your money at least. And the best comes up in race three, another short, a small field, Illumicon, the Tony McAvoy stable. I know he's got quite a big opinion of this horse. Probably hasn't delivered on that potential as yet, but first up here, like the jump out at Flemington, in a small field, $2.40, probably the right price, and happy to sort of take that, put that into multi. So quite keen on Illumicon race three, number four. But look, as I said, in terms of the meeting as a whole, I won't be throwing my money into too many Morfettville races on Saturday, Joel.
All right, Sunshine Coast gets City Racing on Saturday in Queensland, and we're waiting till late in the day for the best in value. The best is Shogun Sun, race eight, number 11. He's had the three runs back. He's improved with each run. Good effort on Magic Millions Day in the Cup, running on for third. It's come up good each way odds, obviously, with Goulwar in the race being pretty short. Interesting race, though. We've got a couple of ex-Godolphin horses making their debuts up north for the new stable, Spectroscope and Astoria. So plenty of interest in the Sunshine Coast Cup. But I went Shogun Sun to beat Goulwar, Mashani Bullet and Fit for Purpose. So 11, 8, 14, 7. My value is Mewstone Rock in the last race, 9, number 14. No luck at all first up. Probably should have won, held up at a key stage in the straight and ran on well, and you're getting double figures each way. Admittedly, pretty open race. Coral Bay looks the danger number two. I've got him in for second. Ascot Racing on Saturday. We'll just give you BJ Ryan's best and value. BJ's keen on Forceful in race six, number nine, and his value bit is Delicate Miss, race seven, number 11. Racing across the Tasman on Saturday, and it's a huge day at Ellerslie. We've got Ellerslie, Trentham, also a meeting at Riccarton, but Ellerslie's the key meeting with the Karaka Million. We've got Tommy Berry over there, Winona Coston, J-Mac, James McDonald is over there, so plenty of interest, and it's a twilight card, so first kicks off at 2:45 Aussie time. Karaka Million to go off at 4:33. My best for the card is Sacred Day, race 1, number 9. My value is in the feature, the Karaka Million, race 4, number 6, Louis Luck, race 1 start, 1 win. Jamie Richards got five runners as part of the Tiakau team, so terrific effort from them. Opie Boson would have had the pick of the five. He's picked Probabil. Unfortunately, she came up with gate 16, so she's going to need a bit of luck. I thought Louis Luck was good on debut. Only horse in the field, the two emergencies have also only had one start, but he's the only horse in the field as it stands who's had one start. Lacks a bit of experience for that, but I think there is good improvement into his second run. I think he'll take plenty of beating in the feature. Trentham, the best is Cotton Eva, race 8, number 8, and the value will stick with When Harry Met Saddle. Not sure how much value he'll be, but there are a couple of other, there was a few last start winners in the race. But he got us the cash about a fortnight ago, and I think he can win again, race 7, number 1. Well, that just about takes us out for this week's podcast. A huge weekend of racing. Don't forget, get out and pick up your winning post. Got all the action covered. We better work out a $20 bet, Daniel, as I scrounge around. I'm going to go Sydney, Randwick, race 8, number 8, Sondalon. I think he can win first up and go on and have a good prep. So we'll make him the best, race 8, number 8. Daniel, do you have a $20 bet?
Yeah, I'm going to split it up again, Joel. I'm going to put 10, 5 each way on my five Phoenix. The first at Randwick, $16, $4 each way there. So 5 on that, so that's 10. Spence, and another 10 on a 3-leg multi. Like all shorties. One tonight, Columbus Circle, race 3 at Moonee Valley. Into Crack the Code, the first at Melbourne tomorrow in Caulfield, about 220. And the last one, 240, the best at Adelaide, which is a Lumicon, race 3, number 4. So hopefully, you know, relatively, well, actually it might be a twilight meeting again, that Adelaide meeting, but... Look, I think those three all represents very good winning chances, and you know, 10 on that, get you back roughly $110,
$120. Excellent. Hopefully we stay alive after Friday night. We'll have plenty of fun on Saturday. There you are, listeners. Hopefully we found you a few winners. Have a great Australia Day weekend. Keep safe, back a few winners, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.